It's all good.
Pinche huerquito cochino.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds friendly.
It's a dirty, it's good, white
clean
boy.
And wholesome.
But you know, I do have a copy of Grandma's tamale recipe that I do want to try.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we need to bust it out.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgia campfire and share some hilarious and insane stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Today, we have two guests, additional guests with us. So we have a Zoomer and a Boomer. So we can pretty much covering the full spectrum in terms of age groups here. We'll do a little round table for our new listeners. Introduce everyone quickly, your name, the year you were born. And today, the topic we're going to be discussing is, of course, the seasons changing. We got coming out of the end of summer into fall. This is the perfect transitional period. This is my favorite. So I'm sure a lot of us can agree, living in Texas, looking forward to those cooler temps. All right, let's start.
Hey, everyone. It's C. I was born in 87.
PT, born in 1975.
It's Bubbles, and I was born in 82.
I'm O, and I was born in 07.
07. That's our Zoomer. And here, Boomer?
The old man, 56. Not 1856, 1956.
Okay, Boomer. And your host here, D, born 1984. All right, let's kick it off. So we have cooler temps coming up next week. I know I'm looking forward to it. What about y'all?
Me, I'm looking forward to it.
Right, yeah, I'm ready too.
I'm ready too.
All right. I know as soon as this is what marks it nowadays. As soon as I see boots and pants, and it's like,
boots with the fur.
Dude, all it has to be is like 70 degrees and there's boots and pants. I'm like, what is going on?
Or 50s, in Texas, right? When dude? The lows hit, yeah, the 50s, like all the.
But it's just for one day. It'll be like one drop and people, all the women are in boots and pants. All I don't understand it. Yeah, dude. It's weird.
Boots with the fur.
Apple bottom jeans. Well, now we're going to get demonetized.
The whole club was looking.
Well, for sure in the 70s, I'll be wearing jackets.
You know, just sweater for that, weather. I'll wear some boots and pants for you.
Yeah. I feel so bad saying this because it's very judgmental, but that's how I am. I'm shallow AF. There was this one woman at USAA when I was working there back in the day, and she had very thick legs, let's say cankles.
Did it smell like bacon when she walked?
Yes.
Thunder thighs?
Yeah. Quadzilla. And she, instead of having boots and pants, she had the athletic leisure wear tights in moccasins. And it looked like tree trunks shoved into a pair of moccasins.
Bro, that was my Tia, bro.
Yo, that Tia thick.
Does she have lunch lady arms?
Yeah, that Tia was thick with three C's.
Wow.
C-C-Z. Thick, thick, C-C-Z. Thick, thick, thick.
It wasn't Tia. It was Tia.
Tia.
Dang.
Tree trunk Tia. Okay. So one thing I always look forward to with the cooler weather is the change in foods.
Yes.
So like... classic foods of the fall, for me at least, caldo de pollo and tamales.
Pumpkin pie for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, pumpkin pie. Yeah, pumpkin pie is like, well, yeah, that's like another.
Or
yeah,
like caldo, pumpkin, yeah. You know,
or menudo. My mom starts making menudo. Mm-hmm.
No, my favorite is chili and cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like homemade cornbread in a skillet.
Yeah.
What about you, O?
I don't know. I feel like a turkey. Like, I feel like that Thanksgiving vibe. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear fall, I hear like Thanksgiving.
That was one of my trigger points too. Was Bill Miller's has the turkey.
Oh yeah, when it comes out,
the turkey plate
and
now.
And then the dressing too.
Yeah,
the dressing,
it's got the stuffing. Yeah.
That's what I mean. The
hamburger
stuffing.
Helper
for fall.
Yes.
What's your
along with sauerkraut and sausage?
What about fruit cake?
Whiskey tango.
Yeah, that sounds like
that's Christmas.
Oh, too early for that one.
You know what's also good? Like, it would be like a butternut squash soup.
Yeah.
You know, that's like fall.
Yeah, especially with all the they put like a meeple in it, right? Yeah, it's so good. All those flavors.
Panera Bread has a good one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Panera Bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, all the pumpkin spice garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
really
coming
up. When did that start? When did pumpkin spice
weird.
Fest start?
It's
been years.
Probably at least over 10 years, I would say.
And I don't even know what the hype is because it's not even all that great. Yeah, it's not overpowering. Yeah. It's like it's too much.
Yeah. It's hit or miss with a lot of things. Like some stuff I'll see that's pumpkin spice and I'm like, okay, that could work. And then some is, I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
That does not look good. Like cereals and
cereal, candles, coffee.
Twinkies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Two winkies.
It's got an epidemic of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, and you said tamales, but we eat tamales like all year long.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we go to Delia's all year. Like for work. For me, if we're anywhere near Delia's, we'll go pick up. Yeah.
No, like for me, it's always like a fall thing. And to avoid the lines, like we've been doing this last couple of years. I'm going to share my secret with you San Antonians out there. Usually in like end of September, beginning of October, we'll go to Delia's and I'll pick up like 8 dozen and just throw them in the freezer. And they'll be good all the way.
They're not the same. They are. When you heat them up, they have a different taste.
To me, they do.
No, I think the first year we did it, it wasn't all that great. But the second year came up pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it was because how I reheated them.
Oh, okay.
The first year I learned a lesson. But yeah, I'll reheat them. And then even their salsas, like the green salsa, it'll keep good, in the freezer for a while. And then we bust them out Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. We just have tamales all winter.
And now we just go wait now.
What so about wait, cinnamon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, well, we
you
do
think
that
cinnamon? That's all.
What?
I guess it's not. I don't know.
Like the smell, right? Like the scent of
like
it.
Yeah, like a fallish kind of thing.
Yeah, like, yeah, cinnamon.
Yeah, because it's in all the baked goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also in if you go to H-E-B where they have the flowers, they have like those, they're not really cinnamon sticks, but they have like, they look like little brooms, but they stick up and they smell like
cinnamon.
Okay,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's certain food like that, like smells, like cinnamon. Yeah, that's a big one, cinnamon.
To me, a childhood memory that takes me back to those 80s and 90s and 2000s is making tamales.
Yeah,
we would make them on me and Bubbles, like our family, my mom's side. We would actually go through the whole process, pick up tons of masa, get all the corn husks, soak them, get the hog head. Like cut it all up. And it was funny because when we were kids, I would play dentist and like the hog head would be there. And I remember just asking my grandpa for like pliers. And I'd be there like pulling the teeth out of the head, like the jaw. Like,
you would?
Yeah.
You think you can still do it?
Yeah. All my victims in the backyard. All of my victims in the backyard have their teeth pulled. I mean.
And this fool would put the teeth under the pillow thinking the tooth fairy was going to come and give him money.
Always trying to make
a
buck, man.
Always a scammer.
Always trying to make a quick buck.
Wow.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Big ass teeth.
Yeah. Dude, I was all about working smarter, not harder. Yeah. Shit. And there was one year we were making, so I was helping with making the masa. So, of course, it's all the masa in the big bag or whatever from the bakery. And then we would get the lard and you'd have to mix it with the spices and all that, right? And I had cut my finger chopping the meat. And so I had a Band-Aid on, and then that's when they're like, well, go help with the masa because I couldn't keep chopping meat.
Oh, no way. Oh, yeah.
Bro,
oh,
and I'm mixing the masa, and all of a sudden, I pull my hand out. Where's my Band-Aid? It's in the masa.
Who was the dummy to put you on that duty?
I don't know, but we're not talking like a little bit of masa, like a big-ass bowl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat any of those
tamales.
Did
you go looking for it?
Gross.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
No, someone found it in their tamale.
No, we found it.
It was
lesson learned. Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
I know.
I ain't never making tamales with you.
It was like,
fuck that.
So the masa was contaminated.
Yeah, but it was some gloves on. It was baked off. So
cochino.
It's all good.
Pincho arquito cochino.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds friendly.
It's a dirty
it's good,
white
clean
boy.
And wholesome.
But you know, I do have a copy of Grandma's tamale recipe that I do want to try.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we need to bust it out.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so
why don't you
share your portion of the storytelling from your side, because you were actually like already an adult going through this. So what was it like for you being whitey?
I was a masa slapper. And I never graduated past that. I was a masa slapper for life.
Wow. I think you mean masa spreader.
That says a lot.
Spreader,
not slapper. Slapper.
I slapped it. I slapped the shit out of him.
Did you have a handy dandy
maybe that's
little
why
tool?
You never graduated.
Yeah. Trust me. If you open it. No.
No, that was for the white people.
If you opened the tamale and it was all stuck to the husk, it was one of his.
Yeah.
Damn.
On the wrong side.
Not me. I made damn sure it was on the right side.
What was the one time where we had to keep buying more masa?
Every time.
We would always run out, man. Shit.
Wow. So Grandpa and me, we go make a masa run. in the middle of the tamale making.
Yeah, so everything would be put on hold. Mm-hmm. And it would be like a whole day. Like,
yeah, we'd have to go eat. My mom does it, yeah.
We'd be damn near downtown where you get the masa from.
What?
Damn. Yeah. Not only that, but it's like we would make so many and then you had to wait for them all to cook.
Yeah, but the good part was this is when you could drink and drive. So we had an ice chest of beer between us.
That's cool.
So we're making a masa beer run at the same time.
Wait. We can't still drink and drive with an ice chest.
I still do.
When did that change?
Now I just put in my cup.
Actually, we were just talking about they passed a new law where if you are drunk or DUI,
kill
whatever,
someone, yeah, and
you
have kids,
yeah, mm-hmm. then you have to support them. That's a good law, man. Because I mean, yeah, that's
and they
that's
determine a, how much you have to give.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, that one I definitely agree with, dude. Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, there was 300 and something laws passed on September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Some were good, some were bad. Some
that's always the case. I mean, I don't follow most of them.
Yeah,
so.
Too much fucking government. I don't follow any rules, so.
Yeah. it ain't breaking the law if you don't get caught. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was, like, because there would be so much masa left over, Grandma would make, like, the beans one.
I remember one year we.
I think we only made two, like just pork and beans.
We had some of just masa only.
Oh yeah, my mom does that with sugar. Yeah. She put sugar. In my masa. My dad would do that.
Yeah,
masa, nothing. Masa.
Yeah, because even up until like last year,
were those for like frenemies?
Yeah, just punk them out. No, my dad would eat those, man. Remember, my dad would like even up until like last year before my dad like. It was usually just my mom, my dad making them, right?
With the sugar.
Like one time we went to help, and it was just me and her helping my mom, my dad.
Yeah.
Like they do it every year, no matter who.
Man.
Like they would invite. Like we're gonna do it this day. Whoever comes. So
help, yeah.
And but if you didn't go help, you're fucked. You don't get no fucking dozen, bro. Because we go help and like we make 50, 60 dozen.
Yep.
Like take what you want or you know. Yeah.
We'd make over 100 dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandma would make a lot. She would gift a lot of them to family.
Yeah. Because my mom make a lot of meat.
That's a hard. Point with me is I had four people helping
and everybody
tamales, but everybody got the fair portion.
Yeah, not in my mom's house. If you don't come help, you get one dozen, that's it.
Yeah, but that's how my grandma was, right? Yeah. Like, very giving. I would have been like, nah, I need like eight extra dozen.
Yeah, someone's got to help me out.
I have teenagers. I need more.
Yeah.
So that was a big sticking point with me is
I can
I had more mouths to feed, but I got the same amount.
That's not
the other ones.
You're gonna go through it more quickly.
And we would too. We would tear through those tamales fast. Mm-hmm. They'd be in the freezer for like not very long.
Not long enough to catch freezer burn.
Yeah, no. So one of our traditions too was even growing up, we would bust out the tamales Christmas morning. So we would spend Christmas Eve at my grandparents' house and do all the gifts and stuff. And remembers, you know, he was able to take part in that when he was younger. And and then Christmas Day, we would bust out the tamales in the morning and just be there as our little four-person family. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised you never did any tamale stuff down in the valley.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
We didn't. We didn't actually make them. We just bought them and ate them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Delia's is from the valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually like, dude, they're ten times better in the valley.
What?
The valley one. Yeah, that's where they're from. That. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you know what I like from the valley? Lunches.
Lunches, dude. You got to go to
lunches.
Yeah, I call them longhas. I love me some longhas.
I love longhas too.
Yeah, longhas are delicious. Yeah. So that's some valley.
So what's a lonche?
A lonche is it's basically like a sandwich, but it has a special type of bread. Is it like the bolillo bread?
Yeah, it's like a little bolillo bread. Yeah,
it's got some chopped up asada, mm-hmm. and then it's got like lettuce and some
tomato,
a little bit of dressing.
It's mustard. It's got mustard too. Mustard, the traditional one has mustard. Yeah, because we see them in Laredo when we would go with my dad and that place here that I think it's called Lonche de Popo.
Oh,
they're so good. Yeah, no, it's right there on Broadway.
Okay.
They're the ones from Laredo. God, they have like the jamon, the ham. They have
I need to check them out.
Meat. They have, and then they have a hamburger one. It's so good.
It's crazy because not too far from where her folks live, there's two lunch spots and they're side by side. Yeah. Like literally in the same building.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
And one of them is good and the other one sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn it, we went to the wrong one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like going to like to the valley and go eat like the butanas. Mm-hmm. Those ones have like all the fajitas, the quesadillas. Yeah, the butanas. Yeah, the butanas, yeah. Where you can get the seafood one, mm-hmm. with like shrimp. Oh, it's so good.
It's like a family platter.
Yeah, or you go to Elsa and go eat at that.
If it has
that
mustard, you lost me at mustard.
Yeah, you don't have to get mustard, but it's pretty good.
This one doesn't have mustard.
Yeah,
But the ones from grilled onions looks good.
Yeah, the ones from Laredo, they have mustard on there because mm-hmm. they sell them like they're like little. They have different ones. You can get them.
Hey, how much do you think that would cost at your the spot across your high school to eat?
I don't even think they have
20
that bucks.
There. Wow. $20, no drink.
Yeah, we got to go to the one here, man. It's pretty good. I know we keep saying it, but we need to go. We need to plan it. Like,
I haven't had lunch.
Oh, then the best part
is
the serranos, peppers. The peppers. Oh, madre, it's so good.
No, I've learned a lesson with a serrano pepper, thinking I was a hard ass, and I ate one raw. Oh, that was a big mistake.
Yeah, no, but the pickled ones, like the ones.
No, right.
But no, you don't eat
fresh one off the vine.
No, hell no, dude.
Off the plant.
I bet your little
cleared out my sinuses.
Well, you know what they say.
My Audi turned into an idiot.
What goes in hot comes out hot.
It sure did.
Oh gosh.
That was the first lesson I learned in about Mexican food when I came to Texas.
What goes in hot?
What goes in hot comes out hot, so I stay away from the hot shit.
Damn.
And what about when you tried some homemade French fries for the first time? How did that go?
They were greasy as fuck.
he offended his new mother-in-law.
So they had the commercial at the time was for, it was a product called Grease Relief. And yes, the first time I met my Mexican future mother-in-law, I'm expecting a Mexican dinner. No, they do hot dogs and French fries. And
trying, like, to make white, trying to make whitey feel like, oh, man.
Make some, you feel welcome.
Some Mexican food. So being the smart ass that I was at the time, I picked up this French fry and it slipped out of my hand. And I just made this comment that, hey, this could use some grease relief.
Oh, I'm sure that was received well.
Yeah. I bet it all got quiet right. Like, oh. You can hear a pin drop.
Yeah, I bet mom was probably asshole. Horrified.
I owned that one for probably 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, rightfully
I'm sure
so, man.
Grandma and grandpa are like, pinche, you're going to marry this guy?
Yeah, pinche bolillo.
This fucking gringo.
Pinche bolillo. Que se va el pinche bolillo de aquí.
Yeah.
¿Qué? ¿Qué como? So, ¿dónde está?
So I took their daughter and converted her to Whiteyville.
Damn, that's a crime, bro. I would have hung you.
He's all into them exotic Latinas. Well, what about you? What's a food that kind of, I guess, marks the fall and winter for you? Or what's your favorite thing to eat, I guess, like during the fall?
Ooh, mashed potatoes.
Okay, some potatoes. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I made like a Christmas dinner the other day, and I made like ham, mashed potatoes, and corn.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Dang, thanks for that invite.
Oh, no, no cranberries?
No, it's not turkey.
Dude. No, dude, we're fucking Mexican in our house, dude.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody white and shit in my fucking house, dude. Hell no.
Do you can't go wrong with gelled cranberries.
No, man. Keep that shit over there, yeah, man. No. Keep it on the sidelines.
Hard pass.
That's right up there with potted meat. So
no, potted meat, dude. I'll eat some fucking potted meat.
It's just we don't do white shit. I love me a potted meat. What?
That's not white. That's poor Mexican shit, bro.
I don't
that's
think
what we
so.
Grew up. Yeah, dude. It's what we grew up on, too.
I think potted meat is white. Poor. That's a white thing.
Well, someone fucking tricked my dad and my mom into that shit because we ate that shit growing up, bro.
I remember one time we were young. We had just got married and my wife, she didn't know what Limburger cheese was. So we're at the grocery store and I grab a piece of it. Growing up in Whiteyville, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
And I grab, hey, smell this, see what kind of cheese this is. And she took a whiff of it and then she threw it at me. And she would never
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
I was part of being a smart ass.
Government cheese.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So going back real quick, do you eat your mashed potatoes plain or do you put gravy on them?
I put gravy.
White or brown?
Whatever. I'll put both.
Okay.
Do you prefer mashed potatoes or mashed potatoes with the skin?
Skin.
Skin.
Okay. Smash
cut,
potatoes.
But uncut.
Huh. I think that's something else.
Oh, my bad. Wrong food.
Yeah.
Well, we know it's on your mind.
The old man's looking at me. He's giving me these weird looking eyes. Yeah, so I'm like, cut, but uncut? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
He's licking his lips over there.
Something about a sweet potato.
Sweet pea?
I just heard skin. Sweet, that's all I heard.
What's sweet pea? What?
Sweet.
What the fuck is wrong
flashback
with that? Anyway, okay.
I look forward to green bean casserole too.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. No. Like with some bacon.
Green as white as y'all are, I'm surprised good. when I started coming over for Thanksgiving, you guys don't have the broccoli cheese
or mac and cheese.
Rice casserole.
We've had it.
I'm surprised because that's like totally white, Bill.
You know what? And what's crazy is I love that casserole.
It's so good. How come no one makes it?
Well, there's only one white. Full white person in the family, and
you're like two half whiteies. Two halfies.
I would say he's probably more Hispanic because
he's more Mexican.
Yeah,
than
he's more like he's
now
done,
he is. Yeah,
he was like indoctrinated from a very young age through the rest of his life, so he's definitely like an honorable Mexican,
I'm honorary Mexican. So don't mess with my people.
Exactly.
So he probably speaks more Spanish
than Pablo.
If you could, hey, in
the, you got
in
me
the,
fucked up.
Yo, all right,
cabron.
Hey, old man, go into the microphone and say La Onda and La Raza.
Equally chingao.
Yeah, he speaks more Spanish than y'all.
True.
That's not true.
Yeah, he
does.
That's
true for me. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's fucking.
No, going back to the green beans.
Green bean casserole?
Your aunts and uncles made that shit. Your mom never made that crap.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed in the house.
Damn.
Why? She didn't like it?
It was white.
No, not. We never had that in my whitey. White
what?
Girl, white
okay,
girl.
What's
no.
your what kind of food do you have on
collard
Thanksgiving
greens.
In Oregon? What is it? Set the stage. Set the table.
Turkey.
Okay.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Skin or no skin?
No skin. All gross. Right.
Totally white.
Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Corn.
Definitely gelled cranberries.
Oh my God.
And dressing.
That's it?
That's it?
No, that's a pretty standard.
That's pretty fucking boring.
That's a boring ass.
That's a boring ass. I don't want to go to a fucking
and a shitload of pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
What about dinner rolls? Shit.
Yeah, no rolls?
Well, dinner rolls, yeah.
What was the difference between your Christmas dinner and your Thanksgiving dinner? Nothing?
The fruitcake.
The fruitcake.
probably about 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Jesus. That's it? Same
get off
shit?
My podcast.
What?
Get off.
Who invited this guy?
Your band.
You're supposed to enlighten us, man. You're supposed to like...
you're supposed to share
spice it up.
Yeah, that is
something good.
We would have duck for Christmas.
Duck?
Yeah.
Face down? Or?
Oh, we should do a turducken.
A turducken? What is that?
That's the duck and the turkey. The duck, I'm sorry,
inside
the chicken
the turkey,
is inside the duck, which is inside the turkey, and you bake it all together. Mm-hmm. Turducken.
Some into stuff right there.
That's some.
He lost me a turd.
That's like trying to build your own animal, like piecing it together, sewing it together, different body parts. Oh. So I was going to say, so I think that you can thank all of those casserole dishes to Martha Stewart and those like cooking shows, the Food Network and all that. Yeah. Like, because I feel like once that became popular in the 90s and, you know, 2000s, you started seeing more of those kind of dishes popping up at potlucks and Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it's true because like I remember like back in the 80s, like we would have Thanksgiving like at my grandma's. Like we're a big family, like my mom, her brothers, her sisters, like all my cousins. There was probably like 40, 50 of us, right? And everyone would like bring different things. And there's this lady they would invite and she would make the green bean casserole.
Okay.
And she would make like the broccoli cheese. That's why I love it so much because it's nostalgic from like kid, like in the 80s.
The broccoli cheese.
Yeah, it's just so good. She would make it like really good. And one time like my aunt tried to make it and it sucked, bro. It was gross.
But you don't like the green bean casserole.
No, I don't like that. I'm talking about the
mac and cheese.
No,
with
the rice.
Broccoli.
The
broccoli and cheese with rice.
The rice. Yeah, what is it called? What's the official name?
I don't know. Put it in the comments.
Broccoli
cheese casserole. With the rice, yeah. That's so good.
BCNR casserole.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Ugh. The best one is at Cheddar's. Gross. They have the best one.
Oh yeah,
Cheddar's, God, so good.
I'm sure they cracker
crumble on top.
Yeah, and then they use the actual like Velveeta. Broccoli. Yeah, and the Velveeta.
Yeah, they probably use like eight blocks.
Because some people chop it up. Because I've seen it like throughout the years where they'll chop up the broccoli.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like they chop it up
little pieces.
Yeah, into little pieces, mm-hmm. But they put like actual like the stems and the trees.
Yeah, I like the stems.
Yeah,
because they're so soft.
Yeah, they're cooked right. Yeah,
dude.
No,
eat that every.
Come on, dude. Learn. Just make it this year.
No.
Come on.
I could try to make it.
What part of no don't you understand?
Yes.
No guarantees it'll be edible, though.
I tried. I'll eat it.
See, we'll come through with it. You know, this was also another thing that changed in the 80s and 90s to now is you used to be able to ship anything you wanted in boxes, like across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Because we would get boxes of food from our grandma on that side. Dude, yeah. Like a box would show up, big ass box.
Yeah.
Fruitcake, cookies. What else would she ship?
Presents.
Obviously gifts.
Cat litter.
But.
Like cat Vegas hair. Vacation.
Cat
Vegas
hair.
Vacation. An actual cat.
Christmas vacation. Remember? Yeah.
She thought like some knitted stuff too, man. Stuff she had knitted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
That's cool though. I mean.
Because now I feel like you go to the USPS and it's all these questions. It's explosive. You can't ship anything. All this stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, does fruitcake explode? Or
yeah, you can't even put like I have to ship that gun off. They told me not to put like firearm or anything anywhere on the package. Yeah. Like you're not allowed to do that.
I'm surprised they didn't make you go through an FFL for that.
No, you don't have to because there's a federal law. If you've already bought it and you're shipping it back for warranty purposes.
I see. Okay.
You don't have to involve
you're
an
not
FFL.
Selling it.
Yeah, you're not selling it or they're selling it directly to me. It's already been purchased through a FFL. Yeah.
Yeah, you put fire in there, you know it's gonna get stolen.
Yeah, then someone. Yeah, that's another thing too. But yeah.
That's also what makes you a target. Like that's why I don't fly with my firearms because you have to put that special case with the orange tag or whatever it is.
Yeah, and
like,
you have to use a special lock.
Yeah, and everyone knows. Yeah. Like anyone sees it knows there's a gun in there. So
yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need a gun. I just fly anywhere and have someone meet me, bring me a gun.
No, I just bury mine real deep inside.
Oh,
just
damn. Sideways. Cut but uncut.
Yeah, you remember that revolver? Okay, you remember in Batman, the original Batman from the 80s, that big ass revolver the Joker has? That's what I got shoved up my.
Damn, bro.
Damn, man.
I go like this. Hang on, give me a second.
Is that next to the gerbils?
Hey, you need a job?
You put a bunch of dildos on top of it and around it. So when it goes through the scanner, like, they just see weird. A bunch of like dildos.
That's weird. He's 5'10", but he's walking like he's 4'4".
He's gonna go to a party. Steps, there's man. Like six dildos in there.
Like on Get Him to the Greek. Remember when he tells him, put this. He's up. Oh. He's there in line. He's up. Oh.
Wow, man. These conversations always take these weird turns.
I don't know, man. It wasn't me this time, dude. I was trying to be good. I was just trying not to go that way. But
well, you tried. You did your best.
But yeah, dude, that's cool. Y'all got fruitcake. I mean, that's fucking disgusting as shit. But
well this cool.
Was.
So
yeah, it got sent
to you. She would make two loaves of fruitcake. No, actually three. I would get two that had all the fruit in it. And then she'd make one for these lightweights who didn't like the fruit. They just got the cake.
I thought the cake was for you.
That's what we thought. So no, you would eat the fruit.
That's
cake.
What D said.
I thought
fruitcake was mine. Y'all didn't eat that.
Oh yeah, we didn't touch that shit.
No, man.
Dude, it had like green maraschino cherries, but it had green cherries. It had what? Apricots.
It was green,
had
yellow, and orange
in
shit.
Dude, that's like getting a massage with a happy ending, dude.
Yeah, it was bad.
Why would you do that?
It also weighed a lot. Like, you would be surprised. Like, you would think it's
what?
A, yeah, like, it was so dense.
Just the bun. Nothing but the bun, I tell you, it's a bread.
Either one, but with the fruit in it, too. Like, it would look like a pound cake, right? But it would weigh, like, 17 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Fucking heavy as fuck. Because
it's so dense, yeah.
I was like, that's weird. Why does this cost $300 to ship? Oh, it must be the fruit cake.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. Now, we always got buñuelos from my grandma.
She's awesome. Homemade?
That's another
one. My mom makes those. But my mom makes them around Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll have her make it some.
Christmas,
good,
New Year's.
And then I ordered those ones from my buddy's friend, my buddy's mom. Remember?
Yeah.
Dude, they're so good. I'm going to order like.
No, don't like bring them around 10 here, dude. Dozen. I'm trying. I need to get that
shit like
out of
some.
My house, man.
What, good? Bring 10 boxes over here?
Dude, yeah, I can't. Some. Dude, yeah, snacks do not last in this house, bro.
Yeah, he
no,
ends
I wonder,
up eating
I wonder why.
Yeah, look right here.
Oh, no wonder you like a long house, dude. You got one yourself.
Yeah, man. I am what I am.
Dang.
I just sit there in front of my mirror.
I think he's a C cup.
I sit there in front of my mirror and just go.
Long hot butts drive me nuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's weird.
But that's weird that, yeah. I mean, fruitcake was, I tried that at an elementary one time. And
yeah,
it was
the stuff in the store is not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's better, yeah. It's better homemade, yeah. It's just like buñuelos when you, like, buy them at HEB. They're like, yeah, but then, like, someone makes them, they're so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like all the soups, like all the caldos. Like I can't go to a restaurant and eat caldo or menudo. It's not the same. But like once it starts cooling down, my mom will start making menudo.
Yep.
Or like pozole. I want you to try to make some pozole. I want some pozole. Yeah.
I can try.
Is that the cactus?
No, it's basically a menudo with meat and without the
intestines.
It's just like the
right.
It's got the hominy.
The meat.
The homily.
The hominy. The hobbly. Hobbly.
Yeah, I can't do menudo unless the only time I would eat menudo is if I was drunk and it was like New Year's. Really? I can't eat it, dude. Yeah.
Really?
Another thing that I can tolerate but I don't really crave is what's the shit with chocolate in it? Mole.
Mole?
Yeah.
My mom makes mole. Badass mole, dude. My mom makes it so good.
I think if you grew up mole's with so it, good, you, yeah. You like it. But we never grew up with it. And the first time I had it, I was like, what is this? Chocolate and spice? Like, this is weird.
Yeah. You don't even taste the chocolate. It's so good, dude.
Because I think some people make it with chocolate and some people make it with peanut butter.
Yeah, right, there's different ways of making it. Right. Yeah. The traditional way is like chocolate.
They're both gross.
I don't think I've ever tried that. You've never had mole? We'll make some up for you right now.
I have my mom makes it. She makes it the best, bro. You'll like it. Right. You get the bread and forget about it. You like mole, right?
No.
I passed. Would y'all eat that in the valley? Mole?
I wouldn't. I don't remember it being around. Yeah.
What the fuck would you eat in the valley? It's all Mexican. No?
McDonald's.
What was your favorite dish growing up?
Stars.
Pumpkin pie.
That is not a...
With or without whipped cream?
With.
Has to be.
With, but with, you know, cool pumpkin pie cool is pumpkin pie.
Cool. Okay. Okay, desserts,
so what's
the
favorite dish that your mom or dad would make then?
Yeah.
I guess we would call them like cheese tacos. I don't know if it's like a thing, like but quesadillas? It's like a quesadilla, kind of, just, you know, but just, I guess, my mom's version. It was like a corn tortilla with cheese, and then we have like rice and beans and stuff. But the way that she made them was really, really good. Yeah,
that sounds good.
On the comal, she had a comal. She'd make them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make it on a comal.
Because I'm sure if you attempted, it probably wouldn't taste like your mom's, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, nothing tastes like your mom. Yeah. Moms always make it.
She never thought she was a good cook, but I mean, I loved everything that she made, you know.
Was your mom mostly the cook, or did your dad cook too?
My mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad probably just cooked the beans and that's it.
Yeah. That's what my dad was. I guess we grew up with Mexican food because my dad was from Mexico. So my mom, like rice and beans. That's why I hate rice and beans now, because that's all we eat as kids.
Yeah. That's all
we all grew
too
up with that. Yeah. Like rice and beans, rice and beans.
I still love rice and beans.
Sir, how dare you?
Yeah.
Rice and beans are the staple of your people.
Yeah, it is. But no, I don't. I mean, I don't have to eat it.
No, we had a variety growing up. Different kinds of foods.
Well, yeah, because you're
hamburger helper.
You had a dictator over here, wouldn't let any Mexican
tuna helper.
I will say, like, so I don't know if you tried them, but HEB sells the Shiner Bock Borracho beans. Dude, they're so good.
What?
Yes,
really?
Yes, they are good.
They do. Where
they sell the big can
where all
and
the
little can.
Canned beans are at.
Oh wow, I haven't seen them.
Yeah,
I haven't.
They also have charro beans,
well, you don't really
but the get it. The Borracho beans are legit.
I don't do that stuff.
Yeah, me neither, Pablo.
I'm usually busy working my 4 or 5 jobs.
Oh, shit. Right.
Just give me your card.
No.
Yeah, we'll go get it for you. Don't worry.
No, okay. You cut off. Your shit's cut off. Mm-mm. But yeah, like, I mean, just like when the temperature changes, just, and then like pan de dulce too, even though we eat it all the time, but still there's something special about like when it starts getting cold.
Empanadas and piggies. Mm-hmm. Those are legit.
Some conchas with some coffee.
Conchas with coffee.
Oh, conchas.
And then, yeah.
Also the Maria cookies with coffee. Yeah.
And then the hot chocolate. The kids start drinking the shit out of hot chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you drink hot chocolate?
Oh, I love hot chocolate.
You do?
In
nice.
The Keurig or the packet?
Packet.
I don't know.
Do you put mini marshmallows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put half a bag.
Yeah. That's
the way to do it, man.
Yeah. I don't. No. I control myself.
Yeah. I control. Well, the other person in the household doesn't.
You're not at the leg. Yeah, I haven't had hot chocolate in a while. You know what I did buy that was really good? They had a pack online of the Mexican chocolates, made with like the stone milk type, old school way.
Yeah,
and they had like the cinnamon chocolate.
Didn't somebody get sick that last time you ordered it or no?
Not me. I don't know about. No, but they had like the cinnamon chocolate, the dark chocolate, all the different flavors.
My mom still makes
ones.
It like that because she would make from my dad. Love that shit.
Dude. You just put it in a saucepan and
then that's like the only thing my dad would make, like growing up, because he didn't fucking cook. My mom was a cook, you know?
Yeah.
But he would make us that.
Yes, gets so good, man. Like cold weather, perfect.
Yeah. So good. Like the Mexican chocolate,
I remember, I think it was from Uncle Robert, and he would, you know, he was white. So one of the whitey things that I guess I picked up on was a pair of long johns.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I had never worn long johns before, you know, and then I remember getting a pair. And it's like, hey, they work good. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty. Under your
jeans, it's a thing up there. Yeah,
yeah,
under your jeans and stuff. Yeah,
just like having a basement, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, basements are.
Yeah, we don't got that shit here.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, you had witches in your basement.
Well, we had witches and monsters.
What else do you have? What about that thing that grabbed your leg? Or what did it do when you were talking about the toys? Yeah, the G.I. Joe? What happened?
It's just this. Try to diddle you. We're going down this hole.
You're a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, you got diddled.
Hey. So tell us the story about the little alien baby thing.
That's for another day.
That's for Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Oh, we should spooky tell fest. Scary stories.
Oh, dude, we got a shitload of stories. I'd tell you some shit happened in the house we're in right now.
No, we're save working. It. Save it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanksgiving. Save it for Halloween.
They've seen it, but I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Shadows.
Have you?
Voices.
Have you seen her?
No, at the house we're working at.
I know, but you haven't seen
her? No. Yeah, no. I saw it. Well,
at the corner of your eye, you actually made contact.
Like shadow, like walked right in front of me.
Damn, bro. Yeah. I always think of the shadow things in that movie, Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, come after the people die, and they're all, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Yeah. And like, they attack them in the subway. No, you just see, like at our house, you just see, like, just figures. Like, me and O seen them, like, millions of times. They just cross in the hallway. There's some are small. Some are huge.
You should see, give him the little Johnny treatment. Put your hands in the air.
No, more like Ghostbusters. Get her.
Get her. I need to rewatch Ghostbusters. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It's at the beginning of the first one.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna shit if she turns around and does that to y'all.
Yeah,
man. She's not allowed in the garage, though. I haven't seen anything in the garage, man. So, man, we're good.
Yeah.
So
cut off. Yeah, don't be afraid to come in the house. Don't be afraid to come work in the house. You'll experience some shit.
We'll throw him in the office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll close the garage and you can work in the office. You can run the office.
I'll be like Ghostbusters. Get her.
Okay, so what about, like, with the weather changing?
You know, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like show me hands in the air if you agree. I remember very specifically, I think O might be too young for this, but I remember in elementary school, even middle school, we'd have recess, we'd go outside, and I remember the sun being yellow.
Yes.
Like distinct, deep yellow.
Yeah.
And now I look at the sun, white. And it is white. AF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like bright white, and it just burns differently. The heat from it is different.
I remember it. 2012. I'll go back even more. I remember when the sun used to be orange.
Orange.
Yeah, it would be like orange. Like,
why do you say bright orange? Eddie Murphy.
Orange. Orange, dude.
Orange.
You know. Can you say supernova?
What? Supernova.
End of the world.
The world.
The end of the world. Oh,
20.
I missed it. What
2012. It ended, dude.
I missed it.
We're all dead. We're living in.
Well, you know, like even then, I remember when we were entering into September, towards the end of September, it would already start being cool.
Yeah. Just the weather's different.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we're in September and we still have
still in the triple hundreds. Digit.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. Because you know, back in the fucking 80s, 90s, we didn't have all the chemicals being sprayed in the sky, dude, like they do now.
I feel like the past few years, the weather has been really unpredictable. Like, it's been hot on Christmas. It's been cold on Christmas. Yeah.
It's been all over.
Yeah. Weather manipulation. Look it up, dude. And they even have patents. The U.S. government has patents on change. You know, they changed the weather in Vietnam. Did you know about that?
Dude, they've been seeding and they've doing been all that forever. For a long time.
Since like the 70s. Right. They have patents that go back to the 50s where they, you know, even though they said it happened like in Arizona where there was a big drought and that one guy, he manipulated the weather and it got like this, like, monsoon, like. It's crazy.
I just know the sun is different.
Yeah, it's hotter.
And I can't explain it.
Yeah, it's hotter.
It's hotter and it's a different color. And it's like, even we're in the car and there's window tint and it's burning my arm like through the window tint. Like, I can feel the heat.
Dude, cause I can't feel it. Wine.
No, I can.
Because even when we had a vacation, we went to the beach. I normally like.
Oh, yeah.
Tan, and I burned. But I never have gotten that burn before.
Because the sun was just like, man.
Yeah.
I mean. it doesn't help.
Like, I'll get red and I'll get a nice tan, but I got burned this time.
It just burns different. The sun just burns. Yeah, everybody's talking. Yeah, it talks about it. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even like the cold weather. Yeah, like by now, I remember like September would come and it'd be cool already. It'd be like already in like the high like 70s, 80s, and then it'd be cool. And then remember like Halloween, it'd be cold.
Halloween would be cold. You have to
wear your jacket. I'd be pissed because my mom would make us wear the jacket with our
those
costumes. Those plastic costumes.
Those plastic.
Be all sweaty.
Well, even then, before they changed the time change, like in October.
Yeah, it used to be, but Obama
like 5 o'clock, it would start getting dark.
Yeah.
And I remember that, like in middle school.
Yeah, because it used to. Yeah, because they passed that stupid federal bill to move it like for the farmers or whatever. It's
that's what I remember and I liked the most was October.
October is a good month. October, November.
So you liked it when it got dark early.
It was like 5:36.
Yeah.
Did you notice it's like living here is now like living on the coast with the humidity?
It's bad.
I remember when we lived in Galveston in the 80s, we would come back here to visit and it was nice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's different. Now it's here.
Humidity.
Yeah.
The humidity was very low. We expected on the coast. You expected.
Right. Yeah. But up this. Yeah, you are right. And I think that's what one of the major differences is too, is the humidity.
Yeah, I think in the 90s and early 2000s, it really, the humidity is like living on the coast now.
Yeah, it sucks.
You step outside and you're like start sweating.
Right. Like step into an oven. Yeah.
Yeah, man. My ass crack has been a swamp for the last 10 years.
So. So we look forward to coming here and visiting because there was no humidity back in the day.
Yeah. I have to constantly ask C. Like, I'll be like, hey, let me walk in front of you. Do I have a wet spot in my ass? Like,
for real? You sweat that much, dude?
No, like when we
shave your ass, bro, so you don't have all that hair.
Nah, I won't matter. It already is. It's already.
Actually, it shows on his clothes. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, you better wipe right because now that shit's going to melt. That caquita's going to melt. You're going to have stains, bro.
Mexican chocolate, bro. You can borrow.
No. So get this. Like, because we went to go see Manchester and Offspring. Like, we went to the shows. Like, dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Drenched. I remember. You invited me in.
Yeah, you remember that? For some, I don't know why, man. Your ticket never got delivered. I don't know what's up.
I was changing emails, so that's probably what happened.
Just put some Depends on. You won't have that problem.
No, I still will. Like, I'm still going to sweat. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Even I was sweating just sitting there.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Before, you could sit outside and, like, enjoy it. Now, it's kind of like...
Ugh. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is weird. I don't know. But, yeah, I remember it would get cold when school would start, and you would go to school, and you have your little... windbreaker on now.
I love jackets. Yeah. And like, that's
because
I
would like drive with the windows down because it's so cool outside.
Well, and like, I love sweater weather and like light jacket weather.
Hoodies, putting on a hoodie.
Excuse me. Yeah. Like, I, majority of like all my fall and winter clothes, the season's so short, I don't even get to wear all of them like that much. But I love, jackets and sweaters and hoodies and being comfy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, we'll see what happens. I think this year we're going to get the super, we're going to get like the...
Yeah, hopefully it's...
Super El Nino.
We're supposed to, they said. But I don't know, they can't predict anything, man.
Let's see if that grid goes down again.
I'm ready. I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
We won't be affected.
Wait, were the kids with you? Good. When that was going down?
No.
You were with your dad?
What?
During the Snowmageddon?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
did your power go out?
I don't think so.
Well, no, but they're... Their pipe busted, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shit.
Because when it happened, when it actually started snowing bad, we were at my grandma's house because our grandpa passed away recently. And so we were just full family.
Just there.
Yeah, just there. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And we were outside. We had a bonfire and just like started like sleeting. And then it started just like keep going and then building up. And then now it was like an inch and then, and then 2 inches and then 3 and just kept building.
I remember there was that, it was Valentine's weekend. That Sunday night or whatever.
Yeah, it was Valentine's.
Because everyone was supposed to go to work the next day. And then all the text messages started coming through like, hey, we're going to have a late start. And then it was, hey, there's no, all the shit's closed. There's no work. And then it was like for the whole week, you know, like it just got kept getting worse and worse. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
That's when I barbecued, right? It was all like,
well, we had originally made plans to go eat at Perry's or pick up Perry's.
We're going
to
pick up Perry's like this Valentine thing. Yeah, and they canceled it. They called us. Yeah. And I was like, we went to HEB and I got steaks and I barbecued outside, but it was like fucking cold. It was like 38 degrees outside.
Yeah, that night when it started snowing.
And then
everything was fine.
Dude, I worked. I worked from home. I had to work, dude. Everybody was all playing in the snow and I was all working like a fucking mofo.
So what happened when the pipe broke?
Oh my God. So I was helping my dad and we would go to Home Depot to look for pipe.
but like PEX or PVC or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was PVC. But they didn't have the size that our house came, because our house is a newer house. So
right.
They didn't have the size.
The diameter.
Yeah. Anyways, and so we would have to get all these pieces, and then we went to the house, and they're like, wait, we got the wrong piece. And so we had to go to Home Depot, but they didn't have that piece. So we're like, okay, well, we'll just go to a different Home Depot. So we went to a different Home Depot. They didn't have that size. So we went to Lowe's, and they had the size. We came back, and then he was gluing all the stuff with that purple.
Yeah.
The actual glue.
The PVC glue and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he tried it, and it busted.
It was too much pressure.
Yeah. And then we had to go back to Lowe's, get more pieces, and then come back. And he tried it again. It busted.
Yeah. Did he turn the water off?
Yeah.
But when he turned the water back on, it shattered.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure. I think you have to let – I'm pretty sure there's an amount of time you have to let that glue set.
Yeah.
But not even that.
You let it set.
Yeah, usually, but it's the weak link.
You usually get a plumber to do that kind of stuff. Fuck that.
Yeah. My DIY stopped when we were installing the whole house water filter here. And I put a shark bite on it, and everything was good. Like, we got it working. Everything's cool. And then the shark bite started to leak. And then, this is the thing, right? Like, these are the lessons you learn. Because I start Google searching and watching YouTube, and they're like, yeah, shark bite's great for, like, a temporary thing, but not permanent. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
So, sure enough, I call up a plumber, and I'm like, what do you think of this? He's like, yeah, let's go ahead and cut that off. We'll put an actual cutoff
valve. We'll put a real one.
We'll do it here. Yeah. We'll warranty it for a few years. I'm like, all right, thanks, man. But, you know, it held up for, I want to say that shark bite held in for at least 3 years, 3.5 years before it started leaking.
I don't think it was that long.
Pretty sure it was, but okay.
Yeah.
It was 6 months. Yeah,
I got it, guys.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks. My bad. All right. Way to call me out.
It was, 6 days.
So I went and put some new PVC in, then it busted.
And then I did it again and it popped.
Dang, yeah.
No, I don't fuck with plumbing or electrical. Here? Fuck that, dude. I don't mess with that.
So during,
it can cost a lot, dude, if you try to do it yourself.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
I don't even fuck with it.
No, so I know in this neighborhood, a lot of people aren't, like, they all came in from out of state, so they didn't know about dripping your faucets or whatever.
Yeah.
So a lot of people's lines in their houses bust, and they were making all water
clean. I've been doing that since the 80s.
Noobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fuck with plumbing, dude. Fuck no. I just call manual and shh.
I don't pay for shit I can do.
Yeah. And you fix it in 6 days.
Yeah, the difference is fucking mobile. The difference is you take what's a 4-hour job for a plumber and it takes 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then you gotta go replace it in 6 days.
What is duct tape your solution or what?
No, it's Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
Oh, that shit doesn't work.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
No, I
try to use it.
Using it on the gutter. Shit don't work.
Yeah, that shit don't work. I remember a guy. He wanted to join our car club, and this dude put Flex Seal because he wanted black rims, but he didn't want to buy black rims, so he just Flex Sealed them. And I was like, "Yeah, bro, that ain't gonna work."
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was an application denied.
Damn. What was your car club? What was it? What was it called? The booties?
No, it was called We Own the Night.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up, for real?
Dude,
did you have that sign in your window?
No. But people wouldn't join. People wouldn't join because we turned the red light on, and then we'd go man the glory hole. So what was crazy? So people wouldn't join once they found out that they had to buy the come and take it custom plates, the luxury plates. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you got to get your plates, and then be part of the club, and they're like, they would go and look it up, and the plates are like $280 on top of the registration fee, and that was like the deal breaker for most people. I'm like, they ain't about it, dude.
Oh shit, damn.
But yeah, we would do.
I should have joined a car club instead.
Right. The only requirements were your car had to be slick black, and whatever we did, you had to do. So if we were doing going up to Austin or whatever in 35, and if there's like heavy traffic, and we drive around the shoulder, we drive around the shoulder, cutting people off, going whatever. Like, follow us. What? That's all. That's
man,
all
you must have had a line of people waiting to join that club.
Yeah, everybody. No wonder it was only a fucking party of five.
Yeah, it was. If it was nowadays, the hashtag would have been "Live Fast, Die Young."
Live fast, get shot in the shoulder.
Yeah. Anyway, that car club didn't last very long. Wow. Before we shut it down.
What would y'all do in the fall? I'm just saying.
We would do Denny's a lot.
Oh, shit.
We'd go to, the Denny's there on Ingram.
Yeah.
And we knew a couple of the workers there. So we knew the chef or the cook, and then we knew the manager, the night manager, and then we knew some of the waiters or servers, I guess, and they would hook it up. And we would get a bunch of off-menu stuff.
Damn, yeah, so, they cook all different kinds of
things. Yes, bro. They make these legit. It'd be like if we wanted to eat something healthy, it was a salad. But then they would they'd fry up a bunch of shrimp and put it in the salad. And it was so good, like breaded. And then if we were wanting to like, you know, eat unhealthy, they had their whatever was Oreo shake. And we would have them drop a piece of like the chocolate cheesecake in the shake and blend it up. And they'd do... Like you're talking like 4,000 calories, and we just, bro, I ballooned.
Damn.
Like real quick, that was a period in life where I'm
like, all swollen.
Yeah, you know, I went from like, I don't know, I got up to like 260.
Damn,
that was my biggest.
Yeah. Anytime you have a friend that works at a restaurant, you get a hookup, cook all kinds of shit.
It's nice, but it's nice on the wallet, but it's not nice on your health.
I got diabetes now because of it. No, I don't have diabetes.
So you're saying the 0 to 60 in your car went from 6.5 to 8.2? Pulling that extra weight.
Yeah, no, I get it.
tell the nun joke.
I'm just processing it.
I'm just trying to think like.
That's when you got your long house.
Yeah,
long
man, house. Dude. Yeah.
She said long has.
You know, ass, long has. He had two long has.
You know what was
lumpy ass, right?
He got looking like a bag of nuts.
That motherfucker got six titties.
Long titty. No,
that motherfucker got
having.
Six titties. Your ass looks two like in the front, four in the back.
Chewed bubble gum.
Wow. I'm glad this is a no judgment zone. My God.
It's okay. I got called lunch lady arm last week.
Who the fuck did that? You still haven't told me. Yeah. I'll go take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that person's still alive. Mexican.
I'm surprised too, man. Fucker, man. Don't know who he's fucking with. You know what? Give me his name later. I'll put him on the list.
No, it's okay because I'll just fart in his pillow.
Oh, shit.
No, wow.
No wonder I got pink eyes.
Yeah, you got a sty. What is it? Why do I keep getting styes?
Why isn't my eyelash falling off?
Are farts supposed to be moist and wet and warm?
Yep. Little caquita.
Do a, yes. Gosh, what's it called?
A shirt?
Dutch oven. Dutch oven.
Yeah. Dude, we don't need no Dutch oven. This one blows it up, dude. Like, she's like, my butthole's winking at you. No, tell that motherfucker to stop winking at me, man.
No, I say my butthole's blowing you kisses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, blowing me kisses.
You better catch it.
No, I'm good. No, fuck that. That's one kiss I don't want.
Wow. It's coming right here.
No.
Oh, do you have this kind of relationship with your lady friend?
No. Thank God.
It will change, bro.
I will.
Some good ideas.
Once it happens, man.
You can't assume. You have to say, like, non-gender. You have to be, like, with your partner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you? What's his name? Or what?
What's their name?
What's their name? Their they name.
They, here, she, e, it.
Pronoun, their pronoun.
Them.
Yeah, it's gotten out of control.
Them, more than one. Yeah.
I see it, too, like, in places where it's completely unnecessary. Where there'd be like a profile of something, and I'm like, why did you, what? Like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, I hate that, dude. When it's like, I'm not going to say who I work for, but when people start sending like emails and it's God. Like he, she/, I feel like I tell my boss, can I put like it? Like, just put this crazy shit. And he's like,
you can't.
No, don't do that.
To me, it only makes sense if whatever you're putting is not the normal. Like, it would make sense if it was something crazy.
Yeah.
But if it's just he, her, or he, him, like, she, her, he, him, like, we get it. We don't need you to.
Yeah. And
you
just
need to put on there.
You know, it just like.
You know when that changed at the end of 2012?
Yeah. I tell you, the fucking world ended, dude. And it got all moronic, dude, after that. Everybody got all crazy. It's like, you know, like, they spend years wanting to be, like, you know, different people wanting to be, like, recognized. But all they do, like, oh, that's racist, that's segregation. But then, like, they're segregating themselves, like, doing that, wanting to be called that, wanting to be that. You know what I mean? You're singling yourself out, like, what happened to the days of, like, everybody just be a fucking human being, dude. It shouldn't be, like, a black guy, a Mexican guy, a white guy, a Chinese guy, you know? It's just a fucking guy.
Some dude. So what about
a dark dude, a light dude? Like, why does it have to be black, Mexican? Like, it's, can we all just fucking hug each other, dude? And
well,
just
remember,
hold hands.
When it stopped being like, you couldn't say Merry Christmas, you had to say
Happy Holidays.
Season's greetings. I'm like, why? Like, why can't? Oh, you might offend someone. I mean,
yeah, like, who
the, like the whole 2% of the population.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen the sign we have, right? We put up.
Uh-uh.
It's fucking awesome. You need to take a picture. Yeah.
What does it say?
In politically correct.
Yeah, it says we're in politically correct. We say Merry Christmas. We do this. Yeah. We do that. And if you don't like it, we salute the flag. We stand up. We salute our troops. We appreciate our troops. Stuff like that. And if you don't like it, like
you're like,
we don't want your business.
We put we put meat juice in your vegan option.
You're like, what?
I juice my meat in your vegan in your vegan soup.
Yeah, is that something that? Oh, I'm curious for like, is that something that has you have to like? I guess maneuver in high school, like you have to be.
I was
careful
gonna ask him the same thing.
Oh yeah, okay. No.
But do they push that in school?
No, it's just. It's the mainstream, like the mainstream.
I feel
like
it's
kind of like
like they make it seem like it's so much more worse than it actually is.
Just like that comedian, who is it? That says, oh, the news is like, oh my god, the world's ending, the world's falling apart. And then you go look out your window, and it's like a beautiful, peaceful day. Everything's fine. Like, that's just what it is, dude. It's just like, it's all fear thing. Like, how do you control the masses? You keep them in fear, dude. That's the only way you're going to learn, you know?
Yeah. I was always curious about that with, like, your school, like now, public school.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
No separate bathrooms for...
And he'd be the last. He's fucked. People don't... He's like, dude, I'm fucking raising him, dude. He's like, he already asked about flat earth in fucking fifth grade. Remember that teacher when you asked the teacher?
Fuck Tristan.
No, it was you too. Didn't you say that? That teacher?
I was T.
Oh shit! Yeah, flat earth. Yeah, he questioned. The teacher was like, "All like, send him to the office and shit."
What?
Yeah,
for asking.
He said like he asked about it and they like sent him to the. I thought it was you.
Wait, so what's the deal with the flat earth?
Well, dude,
it's flat. Everybody knows that.
I know my ass is flat.
did this change in 2012 again?
Yeah, like, dude. Yeah, we don't want to go there, but yeah, we can. All right. Yeah, but yeah, we'll it's just like I always wondered about that, like how like. It's just, I don't know, it's just different, dude. But the world did fucking end, dude. I bet you did.
All I know is I was hoping, dude, I was like, man, if this fucking thing, like, ends, I don't got to make any more car payments. And then guess what? Guess what happened in January? Fucking car payment was due. I was so pissed and disappointed.
Yeah. Well, just like this is like global warming. Oh, my God.
You have like 5 years.
Yeah, left. Al Gore said that like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. Oh, the ice cap's going to melt. We're going to get flooded. Dude, do you think that the banks would be financing property on the ocean if that was true?
I don't know.
Why Probably would they? Not, yeah. They would lose money. Imagine if all the millions of dollars. Yeah. If they knew that was going to happen.
Wait, what?
They'd be buying boats.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah, exactly. Like say like all the oceanfront properties, right? Why do they sell them? Why are they worth so much? Why is Malibu properties in Malibu are like one of the highest in the fucking world? Right.
Even the one
properties
in Arizona?
In America. But you know what I mean? Like, you think if that was going to happen, like if they foresaw that happening, that they would keep financing and lending money? No, they wouldn't, dude. They would lose money, dude. Like,
well, I heard that they're starting to do stuff. Like, I think it's over in Europe where, what is it? They're limiting the oil and gas they can use in their home heating. And then they're banning all the, like, I think they want to do it here too. Like banning the gas.
Yeah. That's not going to
appliances.
Yeah.
And
yeah. No,
I'm like,
they
what
tried
is
that.
Going
they
on?
Tried it.
They want to ban the fans.
Ceiling fans.
Well, they try to do with the light bulbs. You hear about that?
No.
Like, what in June or May was the last time that they can't produce. They all have to be like that.
LED
shit. Not the old school ones.
Mm-hmm. What do they do?
But it's because dude, that shit, that LED light's bad for you, bro.
What does it do?
It's just bad for your eyes. It's bad
for brain
everything.
Damage.
Yeah, it's weird.
That explains a lot.
No, actually. It's not that, but it's pretty bad for you. That's why they're, dude, it's just all control. Like, they want to control everything.
Damn.
But yeah, they're trying to take the gas.
I just feel like they're trying to make everyone go broke. Like, they're trying to get people to spend all their money.
Yeah.
So that way they can be, like, desperate for, like, a UBI or something.
Yeah. Or, like, control. Like, you know, like the government cause a problem and then
will be
provide
the solution.
The solution.
Right.
You know, it's just, and people keep falling for it, but I don't know, hopefully not. A lot of people are waking
up. We'll see
with
this new lockdown.
No, it's not.
Lockdown 2.0 is coming.
I didn't I didn't even lock down the first fucking time. I was the only stupid motherfucker driving around.
It's coming, bro.
And I was driving around with my AR in the back and fucking like 800 rounds.
All I know is I'm waiting for the San Andreas fault line.
Oh, true.
Oh, God.
To blow up?
Yeah, that's been going on since the 70s.
Or Yellowstone. I want Yellowstone to fucking erupt.
Super volcano?
Super volcano, dude. That's what's causing all that shit. They say all those underground volcanoes, they're like erupting. That's what's causing like all the shit to flare.
What if we went up? Okay, what if we hear me out. We do a road trip to Wyoming. We go to the Yellowstone. Is it in Wyoming?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go to Yellowstone. We try and get near one of the fault line thingers or geysers or whatever. We all synchronize jumping up and down and try and trigger super volcano to go off.
I heard if you take a shit in it, it'll go off.
All right, let's do it.
Now we're at your review. All right, retard.
How can we get the? How can we trigger the super volcano?
I don't know. I'm not ready for it to end yet, man. I want to
fart. I don't know.
I can bring my RPG.
It's like in a falling down. Why are you fixing the street? It's there's nothing wrong with it. He's like, I want you to tell me, and then he does, and he's like, that's what I thought, and he blows it up with the rocket.
Now you got something to fix.
Now you got something to fix. Great movie. Shit. It says this is private fucking property. It says you're not welcome here, Holmes. Really? It says all that.
Shit's great. I hate that movie.
Why?
And then when they shoot
that shit won't happen in real life.
Dude,
you hate a lot of movies, but you don't hate Urban Cowboy.
Oh, that fucking so love dumb. Urban Cowboy.
What the fuck?
Fucking Urban Cowboy is the greatest movie ever made.
It's not all that great.
Next to The Godfather.
But get off my podcast.
The acting is so corny and cheesy.
In Urban Cowboy?
Yeah.
Dude.
I lived it.
Yeah, your dad was fucking Urban Cowboy. He still is. Look at him. You ever seen his fucking Hotel Pointer boots?
What kind of leather are those made out of?
Hey, bud. Damn, bud, she ostrich. Rides better than you do.
Well, I'm really definitely looking forward to these temperatures to drop, dude. Fuck. I'm over it.
I just want to wear like a hoodie and.
I'm just not ready for the freezing.
Honestly, I can deal with the freezing.
I can deal with the freezing, dude. Cold balls or sweaty balls any day, dude.
Because the thing is this, the power can go out and now we can sustain ourselves and we'll be fine. But the power goes out when it's 110 on the heat index, that's going to be a bad time.
I can do anything just as long as it's not cold and rainy. I don't like cold and rainy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like anything under 60 degrees.
I'll second that one. You're fucked.
So when that happened, the Snowmageddon thing happened, I remember this neighbor, they had a generator and you could hear it and it only lasted, I don't even know how many hours they were able to run it before it crapped out, like they ran out of gas or whatever.
And then they were in
their SUV at night, like you could hear it, they were running their car, but they were outside of the garage, but they were just like sleeping in their SUV. And I'm like, and then I think they ran out of gas in their SUV too.
Damn.
And I'm like, so now what are you going to do? Like, you can't drive anywhere and your generator's out. Like, you're fucked.
Yeah. Now they have badass solar powered generators.
Oh, yeah, dude. Now, yeah, I mean, I told you about my space age sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Dude, it could be like Arctic temperature. I'll go outside and I'll be in the snow in my sleeping bag and not give a fuck.
All right. If it starts like that, I'm going to come spend the night with you. We'll sleep outside.
It's big enough where we could.
I'll be in the same sleeping bag.
I'll be the big spoon.
Hell no. I don't do that shit. You got me fucked up. Hell no. I'm the big spoon.
Hey, he sleeps naked. So
we could do hypo. We could share our body heat.
Bro, your ass is going to be sweating like a motherfucker, dude.
What's weird, though, is because of the shape of the sleeping bag, I think what would be probably logistically the smartest thing to do is, like, we could use some...
69.
Like, see, I was going to say 69. Yeah. We're going to sleep head to toe.
No. I was going to say, like...
You sleep there. We have to do it sideways, bro, so I don't choke you out.
I was saying, like, you go in first, and then I'll like, Crisco my body to slip in.
What are we, a fucking human pretzel, dude?
It's gross.
And so you can come sprinkle some cinnamon
like,
on us.
Hey, you're like, what are you doing? Pizza. What are you doing with your phone?
Damn, I can't wait.
I'm glad y'all will be outside.
Yeah, we'll be outside. If it sounds like a cow's getting murdered, don't go out there.
See, looks out the window. You just see the sleeping bag rolling around the yard.
And it's in the caterpillar. The yard.
You're the only one in it.
Wow. Why does this always happen?
It always goes sideways. God, dog.
Oh, man. Good stuff. I feel like
I got some dirty minds.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know, man. I'm ready, though.
Yeah, it needs to cool down. It's been because I don't remember it being like this before. I mean, we've had hot summers before. We'd have like 4 or 5 days. I think the most was like 12 days in a row hot. Like 100 degrees now. It's like, it was like, what, 60 days?
I remember growing up as a kid and it would be like, you would hear on the news about like a quote unquote heat wave. And 95. It would be like 103 for like 3 days.
Yeah,
that would be like a heat wave.
Yeah,
and now I'm like,
even last summer it wasn't that bad.
No, last year because I think we had like 12 days.
I would go walking
degrees, yeah.
outside like during lunch, and right. even yeah. even like when it was hot, no, and then can't. I can't even stand yeah. it like yeah. this summer.
So. Yeah, because I used to be like when I would take the dogs out, I'd sit out, I'd feed them, go out there, sit with you know, sit out there, get my mm-hmm. vitamin D, and mm-hmm. now it's like fuck
yeah.
after
you
like
just can't
10
even
minutes,
sit
it's
out
like
there.
Son of a bitch.
Well, y'all were having football practice. How was that? Like, just that must have been brutal.
So now, as a sophomore, we have football practice after school. But as a freshman, we had it in the morning at like 6 in the morning.
So it was cooler.
Yeah.
Dang, and now they got you doing it after. Like, that's like at the hottest part of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's like a
hottest
part. Yeah.
That's like the worst.
Yeah, like today, the game, like,
dude, that's
those games was like at 4:30. What? And it was like 1:05. And he played the whole fucking game.
Dude, wow, die, with all man. That gear.
Yeah, and he was like all up for it. I'm like, damn, big boy, running around.
Even like on the way home, like I'll find myself like falling asleep.
Yeah.
And so I think hot. It's just, yeah, yeah, it's just so yeah. hot.
It like drains you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am with the away games. I like sleep in the bus.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
The best sleep.
I will say that was one thing that was cool about the fall was being in, like, it was like the perfect weather and being in band. So band practice, like
oh,
marching
yeah.
band
would
practice,
enjoy,
and
be
then
cool,
the
right?
games
yeah.
and stuff. Like,
and
yeah,
then it would get like it'd be dark
nice.
Early and it'd yeah, be cool dude. And you wouldn't, yeah, it'd be fun.
And then once season fun. Ended, like it was UIL, so we weren't outside anymore. But yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of year when it transitions over to fall and then like it gets winter and then summer used to be okay, but now it's just fucking not too hot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been watching all the videos on TikTok about Halloween decorating, and now I want to decorate.
Oh shit!
Already,
I'm in the mood. Go
yeah.
for it.
I'm ready for some eggnog.
Oh dang!
Oh yeah, he does love eggnog.
Yeah, so gross. Yeah, no,
it's my favorite.
You just coat your mouth.
And fruitcake?
No.
Oh, I thought you called him a fruitcake.
Dude, I remember the thing I never liked about it, I love eggnog as well, but the thing I don't like about eggnog is like you'll be like hawking up eggnog loogies like for the next couple hours. Like it just coats your mouth and you can't like, you're just spitting out eggnog juice.
Not for me. Oh, no. He doesn't swallow, dude.
Must
maybe
be
that's
thing.
Because you're
you don't
because
swallow.
Of your age.
Because your age.
Maybe. I don't know.
You got a fucking only one that has throat.
Yeah,
the only
know, right?
one. All that damage you did to your
you
throat and your
mouth.
I think it's just because that eggnog is like it's the milk, like it's so thick, you know, like it just it leaves like a lining in my mouth.
Is that what it is?
So yeah. You're telling me O doesn't swallow, but D swallows. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man.
I'm not going to answer that.
So that throat damage in his youth.
Whoa.
Hang on. Let me go get my sleeping bag.
Yeah, let's go.
So do you put
I'm down.
Do you put like nutmeg in it or
no.
just?
Oh, you need to put nutmeg.
I tried
fresh
it.
Nutmeg.
I like it.
Spiked or not spiked? No, well, you're too young for that.
Spiked.
What?
It's like, hey, it's like a
like the Griswolds.
Yes.
With the moose cup.
The moose cups, yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
That movie too. Once it starts getting cold, we start watching all that crazy
yeah.
shit.
Christmas Vacation.
Like, yeah,
actually Z has already started listening to I think holiday music. Already.
Yeah, you did too, PT.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
I'll
bro.
Put yeah, I
am ready.
Too, dude. I'm like, fuck, I can be in I'm just waiting for
yeah, you should start your Halloween decorations
I
already.
I think I'm going to. We gotta
I already
make a
made
trip
a,
to the storage.
No, I'm good.
Do you
I already
watch?
Made a joke about busting out my Christmas tree at work.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I got some looks.
Do you watch Nightmare Before Christmas or not really?
I don't really
like that. It's favorite fucking
movie.
Weird.
It's my favorite movie.
It's a legit.
That's your favorite movie?
It's legit.
I'll watch it anytime. One movie
it's a little scary when I saw it.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll
so.
I'll watch like Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's weird.
Hocus Pocus.
No, Pocus.
One movie I can't stand is Elf.
Yes.
I can't stand
what?
It.
What? Get him off the podcast.
Yeah,
no,
get off my
fuck
podcast.
That. Get off, dude.
Yeah, I'll second
what?
O.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't like Elf.
Just,
I want to watch
yeah,
it. She
Will Ferrell just
much.
Isn't funny to me.
It's too much.
What?
Too much.
He tries too hard.
It grew on me. I didn't used to like it, and then it just grew on me.
I don't know that. It's just like played out. Like we watch
what?
It all the time.
So if you didn't watch it so much, you would like it?
Well, we watch
like there's funny parts. It's just played out for me.
What? Which is that other movie that I get stressed out?
I'm singing,
did you like it?
You're my dad, and I'm singing. How do you not like that shit?
Jeez.
It's dumb.
I'm surprised because we watch Christmas Vacation all the time. It's like on repeat.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation. I never get tired of.
Yeah.
So I've been watching The Feast of the Seven Fishes a lot. And I love that movie. It's a Christmas movie, but I've been watching it like at least I've probably seen it already twice in the last couple of weeks.
What? I've only seen that once.
Oh, it's a good movie. Yeah.
And what's the name of the one with the Turbo Man?
Jingle All the Way.
That's one movie I can't stand. That one.
What? Put that cookie down.
I get stressed out watching it. I only watch like the end.
Yeah. Hey, Howard, I think your wife's in the shower. You want me to go check? It's great.
Yeah, that's one movie I can't. Ugh. I don't like that one.
I like the little clay ones, like the Clay Rudolph.
And, the old school ones. Yeah. The Rudolph. Oh, yeah.
When Hallmark Channel starts showing the Christmas movies.
I don't care what y'all say, man. I love Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm. What?
I think nostalgic, dude. One?
The Princess?
They're all the same shit. The Prince Charming? The dude comes and he's working out of town. He comes and I mean, it's so cliche, but it's just because it's nostalgic. Like, my mom used to watch him all the time. And
our dad would tell us where the movie was filmed and when.
Spoiler alert.
It'd be in like Vancouver in like May. Yeah.
Wait. You were guessing or you?
He would look him up. He would Google it.
Spoiler alert.
What the hell?
Yeah.
It was filmed in June.
Yeah. So when mom was still alive, watching Hallmark,
he would spoil it.
He would look it up because I would watch it with her or whatever, you know, and he'd be like, hey, this movie was filmed in Vancouver in May.
And I knew how it ended.
Yeah. She pulled that shit on me. And I was like, don't fucking tell me where it's filmed. I don't give a shit. Yeah. It's still magical.
You have to watch it when you know how it ends.
I just remember there was one you were watching and it was so stupid where she was like stuck inside of some fucking store and like every night like the things would come alive and
at the daytime
we'd go back to normal. And I was like, who the fuck, who has time to be doing all this shit? You know, like I watch these movies and I'm like, okay, so no one works. Like all these people are like, I don't know where they get their money and how they pay for things, but then nobody works. And like, what, this shit doesn't make sense.
The thing that gets me is watching the Hallmark movies and they have the CGI like snow. Like you see the snow hit their clothes, but not in their hair.
It just
misses the hair. It goes through the hair. Or like their breath, like CGI like breath, like it's cold outside.
Because it's filmed in Vancouver in June.
In June, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's like 2 hours later, just kiss her, goddammit.
Yeah, like, fuck, dude, for just 2 weeks.
2 hours of kiss her, man.
Yeah,
kiss
she would have been pregnant already, dude.
Yeah, that was me, bro. Dude, just get that Me Too movement done with already, man.
Are they carrying a fake cup of hot coffee or cocoa or whatever?
I can't stand it.
Or it's all empty. You can see when they grab the cup, it's all empty and they're pretending to drink.
The acting is so bad.
Yes, that's why.
It is. It's Hallmark great, though.
But it's good, man. It's like nostalgia. It is great, man.
I still watch it.
Yeah, well, while y'all are watching Hallmark stuff, we'll be watching Nightmare Before Christmas, Elf, Jingle All the Way.
You're not going to see me watching Elf.
Oh, man.
All right. We'll remember that when we're having cookies and hot chocolate and go up to your room.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah. Leave me. Oh, my God. I hate Elf.
All right.
Damn, hate. Right.
Thanks for telling me.
He hates Elf.
One of these days, you're gonna wish these days were here.
I was going to buy it for you on Blu-ray.
Oh, shit. Take his gift back. Take his Elf shirt off.
I'm with O, man. Fuck Elf.
What? It's going to be your ringtone when you call me.
I side with O.
Damn. You think we can do a podcast with like 3 people? We should be good, right?
Yeah, we could do it, bro. We can make it happen.
Your contribution is limited anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Hang on. I could mute them all right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
we do
Christmas
watch it a
Stories
lot,
for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's there's for Christmas. Okay, but for fall, because this is all Christmas stuff, but I know for fall, there's the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That
one
usually comes on.
The pumpkin one, yeah.
The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other Thanksgiving, like, things. Like, nothing else really comes to mind.
Oh, there's one on my tongue. I forgot. It's, like, right on my tongue.
Yeah, the Charlie Brown one. Mm-hmm.
That's like the main one.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the parade.
The start of the Christmas movies, though, Thanksgiving. Then
yeah, that's when it starts, like in November.
What about
Halloween? Yeah, but there's Halloween. There's like the 13 days or 31 days of Halloween where they play like
nothing
start
but playing
Halloween.
All the Halloween.
Like scary movies.
Yeah. Scary ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the Halloween movies. I can only do one.
I just like the first one.
You should finally watch Coco.
What?
Oh, the Disney one about the
Mama Coco?
That one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mama Coco.
It's a cute one.
Chupa huevos.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, is like Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah, Night of the Living Dead.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Exorcist,
Army of Darkness, and then Evil Dead.
The Conjuring. There's a new Nun movie out, I think.
Yeah, those are all fucking fake. I don't like those. I'm like, so see, Exorcist.
So wasn't there a movie we saw and you screamed?
What?
Which one?
It was a scary movie.
No, I don't even watch that shit because it's fake.
I forgot which one it was.
No, I don't like watch because I'm like, dude, when you cut someone like that, the blood doesn't do that. Like,
he
I'm
screamed?
All, no, she's crazy, dude. She's
trying he to screamed? Me, yeah. He was reaching too
far.
She's
trying to get me back for the lunch lady arms, dude.
Hey, he was reaching. It was a scream of excitement because he was reaching too far into that popcorn bucket.
I don't even watch scary movies. Stop playing.
I remember the Saw movies. Those were always like kind of funny. But C doesn't like scary movies.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
So she won't watch
They have to be like old school ones like Exorcist. Or
do you remember 13 Ghosts?
Yeah, that one was good. That's crazy. Like one of the last ones like
back in the 90s.
What about the scary movie series? Like the funny ones.
Scary movies are scary. Great.
Oh, those are like they're not scary, but they're based
off. They're funny. I'm sorry.
Take my strong hand. Yeah. I love that one.
All the Chainsaw Massacre movies.
Oh, yeah, I like the first one's good.
I think my favorite one is like when they make fun of the Signs movie.
Oh, yeah, that one's funny.
The scary one.
When he's peeing with the finger.
The Signs, like with the alien?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that one.
They make fun of it. That one.
Yeah, they make fun of that one. And then Michael Jackson, Pamela Anderson.
I think my favorite parody movie is Super Fast, where they make fun of Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You need to watch it.
Tonight. Oh, really?
Yes.
It has some funny parts.
It is great.
Is it on Netflix?
Dom, look, he's got...
Like, it's mainly dumb, but there are some funny parts.
Oh.
Dom, he's got one of those engines, the doohickeys, and the little thingamajigs.
What?
That's some white stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's a good movie. It's good. Fucking funny.
I don't like
because it points out all the stuff that, like, they make fun of, like, that happens in the Fast series. So like the guy that is playing The Rock, he's always putting baby oil on his arms and his muscles because, you know, obviously The Rock is always shiny. And so he's like, my baby oil.
It's not even Fast Cars, like a 99 Corolla. Like, it's like,
yeah, you, I like, you need to watch it. I like Shaun of the Living Dead. That Have you seen it? That's hilarious. That's awesome too. Yeah. Have you seen it, though?
I love those parodies.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I don't know. We're living Idiocracy.
That is facts.
We're living that.
Yeah, we are.
Straight facts. Oh, we were talking with, during our birthday celebrations, I was talking with Robert and Denise, and I was telling them how nowadays, like, if I'm paying for something, I'm checking out at the register, and let's say it's like, I don't know, $12 and change. So rather than getting $8 back, I'll give them the extra. So I can get, you know,
like a 10 back.
Yeah, 10 or like the differences, but it won't be exact change. So I'll just round it up, or I'll be like, hey, give me $15 back. So I'm going to overpay you so you can give me the change I want. And they'll just be like, they'll just stare at me.
Cause you gave them too much.
Cause I gave mm-hmm. them more.
Right.
And then they're like, here, take this back. I'm like, no, they just use the 3 ones and then give me the 5, like, you know, and the 10 or whatever. And then. Their mind can't process it.
Yeah.
And I'm give me the fucking money, dude. Just give me the one. So I'm like, it's crazy. It's bad.
Yeah. Some people do that to me.
It's frustrating.
I mean, but I know what they mean when they give me like
and they overpay.
More than what their bill is.
Right.
Because I know they don't want all the ones. They'd rather have a 10 or 5 or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't go out of my way to make them feel bad. But I'll definitely notice, and I'm just like, just give me the ones and the quarters and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode here today, and we will definitely be looking forward to the next one. We've got some good stories planned for you in that episode. So make sure you're following us, subscribed, definitely Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening to this. We appreciate the support. I just want to say thank you and hope you all have a great week. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
All right, later.